Hey guys, it's your favorite girl Naomi, and this is my first official podcast. Oh my god, I'm so excited. Thank you so much guys, like really listening to this. Oh my god, I love you so much. Thank you so much. God bless you. So we've had to adjust this whole global disruption and all the blah blah blah. Have we had time to think of how this whole thing could, you know, help us make our friendships stronger? It could even help us build new friendships. I'm sure most of us have at least met new people during this time and everything, even if it's online and stuff, if it's out of boredom, we've been able to at least build something with some people. So yeah, I'll be talking about friendships today, but before I start, let's listen to this lovely song by Tatiana Manaus titled Good Love.
And you've been talking all night, baby. Two steps, hands on me, I follow, take the lead. Show me you don't want nobody else. Deep breath, keep up my eyes on you. It's only us now. Cause I don't want nobody else but you. I feel you from across the room. I only have eyes for you. I don't like all the space between us, no. Cause I know you've been waiting for me. Now I'm here, you can't ignore me. Let me give you that good.
Hey, welcome back, my darlings. So, friendship. Now, I know when we talk friendships, everyone's like, okay, when you meet someone, you flow with the person, you always want to go out with the person, you guys have unlimited gist, and everything like that. Okay, yeah. Cool. But, like, there are different things that actually keep friendships alive. Okay. There are many things that make friendships happen. So most times we make friends because we have common interests and everything like that. While sometimes maybe you're probably just always around each other, so you just have to be friends with like roommates, sit partners in class and stuff like that. But I want us to understand that friendships have different level of importance as well as different like departments. According to a Greek philosopher, we have three types of friendships. I did my research. Yeah, we have the utility friendship, that is like a beneficial friendship. It's a friendship for the sake of benefits. Nah, it's not what you're thinking. It's not that. For the sake of benefits, like let's say you and a person attend the same, okay, you have this person in your department that when you're not in class, the person signs for you. When the person's not in class, they sign for you. That person is your friend, but that doesn't mean you guys like. And then the next type of friendship is friendship of pleasure. This kind of friendship, it doesn't require commitment at all. You just flow whenever you're around each other. That's all. It's not even that deep at all. Last but not least is the friendship of the good, which is what our focus is going to be on. But before I say anything else, let's just take a quick break. Quick, very short break. Hope you're enjoying this episode though, because I know some of us will be like, oh no, I don't want to hear anything about friendships. The things friends have done to me and everything. Friendships, like the way you go into friendships, like the way you go into relationship, no matter how many times your heart gets broken, you just have to keep trying and trying to actually find the one. I don't know what I'm saying. No, I do actually. I really don't feel like friendships should be something you should run away from. So, friendship of the good, which is called the ultimate friendship. This type of friendship comes only a few times in a person's lifetime. Like, it's really rare. And, you know, the love, the life of friendships like this, it represents a quote by Emily Brontë, which says, whatever our souls are made of, his and mine are the same, or hers and mine are the same, whatever the case may be. But like, you guys are practically breathing the same air, thinking the same thing, everything about that. And I know many of us might find people floating our lives because we don't create basis for our friendships with anybody. Like, friendship is something that should be deliberate. You have to be intentional about it. You have to know that, okay, I want to be friends with this person, and I plan on keeping my friendship with this person. I want our friendship to be this deep and everything like that. And there are many things to do to keep your friendship with a person, like with someone, to always keep your friendship alive with somebody, like seeing movies with your friend, always calling them, playing pranks on each other and even on others, having as many mutual friends as possible. That really helps. And gossip please, it is needed. So guys, like I said, always gossip about other people, please. You just have to keep friendships alive, especially among females. You have to. God, the things I and my friends say. Anyways, so I'll end today's session with these lines from You've Got a Friend in Me by Randy Newman. If you've got troubles, I've got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together and can see it through, because you've got a friend in me. Yeah. Okay, guys, I really want you to call your friends that you haven't spoken to in a while. Call them, check up on them, tell them how much you love them now. After listening to this, you have to just tell them how much you love them. And never forget, I love you all so, 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 so much. You guys are a very important part of my life. Love you. Bye. And please, guys, do not forget to share this podcast. Share the link to as many people as you can. Please, show me love. Show me how much you love me. Because I know you love me. And I love you too.